is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. President Trump's trade tariffs against Canada, China, and Mexico will soon kick in. CBS Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady has details.
Beginning at 12:01 a.m. on Tuesday, February 4th, a 25% tariff will be imposed on goods imported from Canada and Mexico. In addition, a 10% import tax will affect energy coming from Canada. So think oil and gas. And a 10% tariff will also be imposed on goods coming from China.
China says it will challenge those tariffs.
The Chinese Foreign Ministry warned Washington that there would be no winners in a trade war and that China would look after its own national interests. Now, that's usually code for we will retaliate.
The BBC's Laura Bicker. Canada's prime minister also says he will impose trade tariffs against the U.S. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet with President Trump in Washington Tuesday. Here's what he says will be on the agenda.
In this meeting, we'll deal with the important issues, critical issues facing Israel and our region, a victory over Hamas, achieving the release of all our hostages, and dealing with the Iranian terror axis and all its components, an axis that threatens the peace of Israel, the Middle East, and the entire world.
The investigation continues into the Friday night crash of an air ambulance in a Philadelphia neighborhood. Jennifer Homendy heads the National Transportation Safety Board.
The debris field extends 4 or 5 blocks. The debris is scattered. It is very dangerous.
All 6 people aboard the plane were killed, at least 1 person on the ground. Costco and the Teamsters Union have reached a tentative agreement on a new contract, averting a strike. CBS's Matt Piper has details.
The agreement still has to be approved by members. The Teamsters Union represents 18,000 Costco workers in 6 states, California, Washington, Maryland, Virginia, New Jersey, and New York. On January 20th, Teamsters members at Costco voted overwhelmingly in favor of a strike if a new 3-year contract agreement was not reached by midnight Friday when the current contract expired. Union members said they wanted the company to make a contract offer that reflected its sales and profit growth. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Overall, Costco has 219,000 U.S. employees and 617 U.S. stores. The company says its labor agreement with the Teamsters applies to fewer than 10% of those stores. And it's back to the bargaining table now that the USPS letter carriers have rejected a contract deal. The contract had a 1.3% annual pay raise for 3 years. Letter carriers said the raises did not reflect the increasing workload and job demands. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Right now at Wendy's, get 2 of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. You go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, 1 beefy and 1 chicky, or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. 2 faves for just $7? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for limited time only. Select a request 2 for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
The Pacific Coast Highway is partially reopening today for the first time since the Palisades fire. Is that a good thing? CBS's Michael Wallace reports.
Essential traffic can use a stretch of the PCH, 1 lane in each direction. Councilwoman Tracy Park and many residents are worried burglars and looters will drive in.
Inevitably, those homes become targets. We see it all over the city.
Lynn McIntyre's house is still standing, but it's unlivable.
I feel incredibly vulnerable. I feel incredibly scared. I did board up my house.
National Guard troops will remain in certain areas to protect banks and schools. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Pope Francis has tripped while entering the Vatican Auditorium for an audience yesterday after the handle of his walking stick snapped. But the Pope did not fall. The Pope is 88 years old and often uses a wheelchair or a cane because of bad knees. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
W-R-J-N weather. meteorologist Rodney Price. A little drizzle or very light freezing rain early. Otherwise, patchy fog and clouds giving way to sunshine. Our afternoon high in the mid-40s, a southwest wind. More clouds tonight, lower to middle 30s. Clouds lower 40s Monday. Right now, it's 31.
Columbia Park to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me.
Be song.
Here, Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
As of 9 a.m. this morning, our EV trucking company is officially in operation.
Andrew, zero-emission trucks are driving the transportation category forward.
We'll make driving safer, easier, and less stressful.
Now our technology needs to keep up with demand.
He needs to put pedal to the metal on hiring more software engineers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Badgers.
Beats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
local news. And now, Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Sweet as the punch. 1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
diamond ring doesn't shine for me anymore. And this diamond ring doesn't mean what it meant before. So if you got someone whose love is true, let it shine for you.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be so lonely, I could die.
Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted mothers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be so, I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely. I'll be so lonely, they could die.
Keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the lonely street, they'll never, never look back and think of something.
Think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, they could die.
Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down the lonely street to Heartbreak Hotel.
So lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die. Well, they're so lonely. They'll be so lonely they could die.
Dream! CBS News Brief. China, Canada, and Mexico have all responded to President Trump's tariffs, saying they will impose tariffs of their own. What does this mean for American consumers? Here's CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The scale, scope, and duration of this round of tariffs could push the inflation rate higher, perhaps above 3%.
The president says the tariffs are a response to illegal migration, illicit fentanyl, and trade deficits. The Grammys are tonight, and Beyoncé is the clear frontrunner.
Question is, will she finally take Album of the Year for Cowboy Carter? She's nominated for the fifth time, but she's never won.
CBS's Deborah Rodriguez. That prognosticating groundhog Punxsutawney Phil says, six more weeks of winter. That poor creature just pulled from his den into the frigid 18-degree temps. I would crawl back inside, too. CBS News Brief. I'm Lindy Kenyon.